I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Now, one of Ireland's best-known wild animals, the sika deer, has been declared an invasive species in the European Union, raising questions about whether it must now be culled. The smallest of the country's three wild deer, sika was added to the EU list of alien invasive species of Union concern last summer. Notice that the addition applied to Ireland was only published in recent days. Its inclusion means countries must eradicate the deer, control the populations, or prevent their arrival in the first place. To talk about this further, Damien Hannigan, spokesperson for the Irish Deer Commission. Damien, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Were you surprised by this?
Very much so, Pat. I think us in the deer management and deer world were very much scratching our heads in terms of what the thought process behind this is, because, you know, in Ireland, currently at the moment, we cull under licence in excess of 80,000 deer annually. And that's made up of our, as you mentioned, our three deer species of sika deer, fallow deer and red deer. So we already have significant management in place. But in our discussions with the National Parks and Wildlife Service in recent years, Ireland's position in regards to the EU Scientific Committee that looks at these deliberate or accidental introduction of species is that we've always maintained a neutral position, and we've also committed to implementing a derogation that was available to Ireland. And the derogation has three criteria, and that is if it's technically unfeasible, if the cost-benefit analysis is unfeasible, and if the eradication method is not available. All three apply to sika deer in Ireland. And not alone has the minister at the time, who was Dara O'Brien in July 2024, implemented this statutory instrument, he's also included fallow deer. And fallow deer have been present in Ireland since 1184. They were introduced by the Normans. And many of your listeners will be aware of when you visit the Phoenix Park in Dublin, and that you'll see a herd of fallow deer, which now have been classified as an invasive alien species.
And of course, they are culled regularly because of their numbers.
Absolutely. And look, deer in the countryside have positive benefits for the countryside, both scenic and on many other headings. Where their numbers become excessive, they can have negative impacts in regards to farming, forestry and the wider ecosystem. Mm. So in the absence of a natural predator, it is important that we do manage deer, but we must do that in an evidence-based and an ethical manner, and not something that vilifies species.
Okay, now you mentioned the fallow deer been here since the 12th century. The red deer has been here, I suppose it's the traditional Irish deer from time immemorial. So when did the sika arrive?
So the sika arrived here in 1860 by Viscount Powerscourt, who actually purchased a stag and two females or two hinds from a pet shop in London. And back in the day, I suppose these pet shops would have sourced exotic animals from all over the world, and sika deer have their origins, in Eastern Asia. But since then, since 1860, now sika deer are present throughout virtually every county in Ireland, as are fallow deer as well, and they're very much part and parcel of the countryside.
So what do you think needs to happen here? Because the idea of culling the deer from Wicklow, the sika, started by Viscount Powerscourt all those years ago, I mean, how would that even be done?
Yeah, so look, I think, as I mentioned earlier, Pat, is that deer are a species, you know, if deer are not managed, their population can increase in the region of 25 to 30% annually. So it is important that we manage deer. And currently in Ireland, we have designated seasons by the National Parks and Wildlife Service when deer can be culled. The difference when the species is changed to an invasive species, it removes the designated culling season for that species. And that creates significant issues for deer, because the two key ones that we would be concerned about is that as part of the biology of deer, when they have give birth to their young in the month of June, the natural behavior of the female is to hide the young for the first number of weeks after birth. Mm-hmm. And the young is born without scent, so to avoid detection of predators. And if that female is culled while it's away feeding and its young is hidden, the unintended consequence then is that you have a newborn dependent deer that is going to suffer horrendous death as a result of starvation. So that's the reason why we have these designated seasons in place. The second key issue really is deer are a highly adaptable species. You know, they have three basic requirements. They have food, shelter, and peace and quiet. And particularly the latter, when you increase hunting pressure on deer to an extent where they're being hunted constantly, which is what suggests the designation by Minister O'Brien, is that that will cause deer to spread into new areas and spread further, and makes it far more difficult because deer are typically found in a lot of our commercial forestry areas in Ireland, and we're seeing more and more trees obviously being planted. So it creates, you know, you're creating a much bigger issue in terms of, as opposed to having a structured management approach within designated seasons that allows for to take concern of animal welfare concerns or the unintended consequences that may cause.
Okay, well now looking at the decision of the EU to label them an invasive species and the three opportunities. One, stop them coming. Too late for that. They're here and they have been here for a long, long time. Eliminate them. Virtually impossible, and all the cruelty that would be attached to having open season on sika deer all year round. And the third one is to manage them. So is that not open to us under this designation that we can simply manage as we have been doing?
Yes, and we have. And in the vast majority of areas of Ireland, deer are managed at a sustainable level by hunters. We have over 6,500 licensed deer hunters in Ireland, both recreational and full-time. And in the vast, vast majority of areas, they manage deer at an appropriate level. The problem areas we tend to see are around our national parks, for example, in Wicklow National Park, where one third of our entire national cull of over 80,000 deer comes from annually. So we know Wicklow is very much, and if your listeners based in Wicklow will know that Wicklow is a unique situation in terms of deer. But in 2022, the government formed the Irish Deer Management Strategy Group to develop and implement a management plan for deer in Ireland, not just sika deer, but all our deer species. And that's very much in the middle of its work at the moment and has implemented a number of changes already. So our thought on this and our request to Minister O'Sullivan and Christopher O'Sullivan, who is the current Minister with responsibility, is to engage and meet with the relevant experts in this area, and that we put in place a proper management plan in those localised areas, such as Wicklow, where we have problems. But it's not something that we need to implement nationally. We certainly don't need to remove the current seasons from deer, both sika or fallow, for that matter. And really, the management needs of deer don't vary between red deer, sika deer, and fallow deer. And sometimes we look at red deer through rose-tinted glasses as they've been the native deer. But like, you know, a red deer consumes almost three times as much vegetation in a day as a sika deer, for example. So hypothetically, they can cause more damage where their numbers become excessive to habitat and the wider ecosystems.
Some of the texts coming in. If 80,000 deer are culled every year in Ireland, where does the meat go? I love venison. I love to cook it, but I cannot get the meat anywhere. Maybe your guest can tell us where the meat goes.
Yeah, it's a good question. I suppose in the vast, vast majority of situations, venison, which is, I suppose, the prize of deer management for those involved in deer management, it's a superfood, you know, as we call it, in terms of it's low in fat, it's high in iron, it's high in B1, B2, and B12, and it's. But in Ireland, we very much have a we've a poor consumption in comparison to our European neighbours in terms of game and such as venison, and really at the end of the day, if government wants us to control deer more than we are controlling, there needs to be an outlet for that venison. Mm. So it's something very much we're asking of government to sort of say is that, look, as part and parcel of deer management and controlling deer numbers is that you need to have a vibrant venison market, and we need to see more promotion of venison. But there are suppliers here in Ireland, not to mention any particular business names, that if your listeners go online, they see that they do sell venison. But it's very much, because it's a protected species and a wild animal, it's very much venison is very much controlled.
The final point really is about invasive species. You know, it's not going anywhere once it gets here because we are an island. So Europe has little to fear. If we manage our own herd of deer, be they red, fallow or sika, what business is it really of theirs? We're not going to contaminate them.
Yeah, it's a good point, Pat. And I think if you have to look at the origins of this update to the invasive alien species by the EU. So we saw recent introductions of sika in the last 20 years or so, and for example, in Denmark and other countries in the EU, where this is very much a current issue. And, you know, they're at that stage where they can prevent and eradicate, you know. So in an Irish context, again, coming back to the point that we need to see Minister O'Sullivan impose the derogation and implement a proper deer management plan in regards to sika and all our deer species for that matter, because we have red deer, for example, with the exception of County Kerry, have been in existence here in the last 20 or 30, or introduced, should I say, in the last 20 or 30 years. Obviously, our red deer in County Kerry are here since Neolithic times. So yeah, absolutely. I think in an Irish context, we are managing deer at sustainable levels. We don't need to vilify them, you know, in any shape or form. Yeah. We just need to manage them in an ethical and a responsible manner.
Very good. Damien, thank you very much. Damien Hannigan, spokesperson for the Irish Deer Commission.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.